on demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day. It's time for Friday Cry Day. Feels good to let it out.
Okay, it probably goes without saying Jess is a pretty emotional person, right? She has a lot of emotions.
Clearly moody today.
And she lets you know what they are. You never don't know how Jess feels about something. She's very transparent about her feelings. So on Friday, we play this little game where she comes in here. She tells you three potential reasons of why she may have cried this week. And you try to guess which one of these three stories was the real cry for the week. Let's get into the tears, ladies and gentlemen. Start with story number one.
Story number one. I actually am very proud. I challenged myself this week because I wore white tennis shoes in public for the first time in my life.
So stressful.
I got brand new Hokas from Charm City Run. And you need to know why this is such a big deal, because I'm like the girl who spills coffee on myself just thinking about coffee. Okay. So I have been avoiding this, and I was like, you know what? I'm an adult. I'm going to try this. I'm going to do this. And honestly, I was slaying all day. Like I was good at work. I had a work event outside. There was grass.
Yeah.
They were doing like water activities. There were puddles everywhere. It was almost like there were all of these challenges and obstacles that I had to get through. Mm-mm. And I was getting through all of them. And I thought I did really good.
I don't need that kind of responsibility anymore. I retired from white shoes. Done.
That is smart.
Done.
Because I don't know when this happened, because I kept looking down and I thought I was good all day, until I literally, at the end of my day, I got home. And I don't know if I like,
it doesn't,
I don't know if it hit the car door.
Yeah.
I don't know what it hit, but there was a smudge.
Yep.
And I literally cried because I was so intentional all day that, you know what? That did really give me a lot of anxiety all day.
I bet it did. That's no matter what you say, I guarantee that was the cry. All right, story number two.
Story number two. So this week I went to grab lunch and I was so tired that I turned off my car without putting it in park.
No.
Accidentally.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what was going on in my brain that I thought I did that. And where I was parked, it was kind of slanted. So the only way I knew is because like things were moving around me. And I was like, am I moving right now? And then I looked down and realized I was moving because my car was not in park. I had just turned it off. And luckily, I caught it immediately. And there just so happened to be a car driving behind me that if I wouldn't have caught it, I definitely would have backed into that car. God. I literally started crying just out of pure like fear and panic.
Yeah.
Especially with the crazy car stuff that happened with both my car and Garage Boy's car last week.
Not good. Story number three.
Sorry. Story number three. That was a lot. I don't know if you saw this viral video, or maybe it's just in my algorithm because this is all I see on my timeline, but there is this video of this dad telling his five-year-old son, like, you know you're the best son in the world, right? And like, you know you're my best friend, and I'm going to be your best friend forever. And this little boy is literally crying happy tears to like Louis Capaldi, because like that was the song that just happened to be playing like in their car. This little boy is five and his dad is like, I'm gonna be your best friend forever. And I was like, why am I sobbing over these people like I'm related to them? I was like crying so hard to this video, and it's such a beautiful relationship.
Damn it, man.
So what's it going to be?
Yance.
Take your pick, Steven.
Damn it, man.
One, two, or three.
Oh, damn it, man. I bet you it's the shoes. That's just my guess, because sometimes she'd be wilding over stuff like that. I'm going shoes, but what are you going with? Ashley in Baltimore, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay.
Oh, and Ashley's daughter.
Oh, Ashley's daughter too. Hi, guys. Wait, Ashley, what's your daughter's name?
Kamari.
What's up, Kamari?
Ashley and Kamari.
Hi, guys. Now we hear there's a disagreement on what the answer is between you two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ashley, you think it's what?
I think it's two, but we're going to go with three because that's what my daughter said. I've been winning almost every time, okay? So I could be You win almost every week, though.
Wait, Kamario? Kamari wins almost every week?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Kamari, are you sure, Kamari? You feel good about it? Okay, Kamari, why do you think this is right this week then? Why do you feel like it's going to be number three? Why do you feel like it's the TikTok video?
Well, because imagine saying that to your own child. That would be so, like,
wait, I can't hear. What is she saying, Ashley?
Imagine saying that to your own child. That would be so, like, nice.
It would be so nice.
It would be very nice. And Jess, she's on a winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
But we get a disagreement in the car. Before you answer this, were one of these two ladies right? Was it either number two or number three?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're narrowed down.
Mm-hmm.
Kamari's been on a winning streak.
Mm-hmm.
Was it number three?
Yeah, it was number three.
Kamari, you did it!
You were right. It was story number three, the father and son.
Yeah. Kamari, you're on fire over here with Friday Criday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's go!
Is Ashley okay?
Ashley, you all right? Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, she's like,
I just need to listen to some more.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, you guys.
Yeah, congrats, you guys.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Yeah, you're welcome. You guys are on fire. Hey, it's called Friday Criday. We play it every week this time, all right?
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.